Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Oh, Carter, we're not happy. Oh, no. Yes, I know. You're going to cry more later, I promise you. This text is one that fills us sometimes with dread, because it is in the midst of these family members, these people that knew Jesus from the time he was born, these people that gathered together, that said gracious words about him, these people that wanted to hear and knew what he was like from the time that he was born, these people then want to throw him off a cliff. Well, let's think about that for a minute. What does that mean? What does that mean for us? I told some of you last week that when I came back to this conference, that it was hard to be a prophet in your own land, where people knew me from the time I was young, through those high school years. Just like Jesus. They knew Jesus, what he had done, what he had not done, the things that he got into trouble for. Because, you know, he was a little boy, and they do sometimes tend to get into trouble, just like little girls. They knew everything that he had done as a child. And they still welcomed him into this town to hear his words. And they were quite gracious until he challenged them. Sometimes our jobs is to challenge. This text is one that gives me great hope, but great fear as well. Because today I'm going to challenge you. And hopefully you won't push me off the cliff and walk me through it. Because you see, there are many things that we need to be doing at Grace United Church of Christ to be that alternative voice like Jesus was in his hometown. There's a time in this world now that's called Black Lives Matter. And I actually had a good conversation with a friend on my Facebook page about this Black Lives Matter and what does it mean. The comment was, well, all lives matter. Yes, all lives do matter. But Black Lives Matter is a challenge to us. Because you see, Jesus pointed to foreign interests. This God of sending Jesus to his hometown pointed that Jesus, that's what made the people so upset, is that he was healing people in other parts of the world and not in his own hometown. And that's kind of what this Black Lives Matter is about, is we need to stand up for people who are different than us, who are challenged, who are not given the same fair treatment that each one of us are. It doesn't matter what color the skin is. It's respecting one another. That's what this whole text is about, is respecting one another. We are being sent beyond ourselves to sometimes the most sensitive and sometimes the most controversial areas of our lives. Watch this video.
As the bitter cold temperatures take hold tonight, chances are you are settling in under a nice warm blanket. But there are hundreds of people here in Central Ohio living on the streets. They are sheltering in the open, and I spent time tonight with some volunteers who are trying to make life on the streets just a little warmer.
A pickup truck becomes a makeshift picnic table, holding a rare hot meal for the men and women who spend their nights sleeping on sidewalks and steps.
They inspire us. I mean, I don't know how they do it, to the survival instinct that they have.
Butch Zurbriggen and his 17-year-old daughter are the co-founders of Under the Stars Ministry. And every Wednesday, they hand out blankets, socks, food. And they socialize with people they now consider to be friends.
It makes me feel warm inside because I get to give to them and, you know, make them feel... make them feel like they're not strangers or they're regular people.
We give away about 20 to 25 black trash bags because they keep their stuff in it. And so when they go out for the day, they'll hide it and they'll come back and it's gone. So they have to start all over.
And when you are living under the stars, it's easy to miss out on the daily necessities. And that's one of the reasons this ministry brings along things like toiletries and hand warmers. One volunteer does nothing but bring books. She takes requests, especially for bestsellers. The volunteers come from a number of local churches and youth groups, joining in this loosely organized effort to help people who, even on the coldest nights of the season, resist traditional shelters.
These are the people on the fringe of the fringe, aren't they?
Yes, these are the folks for whom a lot of the traditional programming is not working.
The sidewalks and steps around St. John's United Church of Christ on Mound Street have become a sort of home base for the men and women who shelter in the open. And no one here judges why they are homeless.
As a church, we've decided that at the very least, we are going to provide hospitality, a safe place to rest on one's journey, and an offer of resources for those who are receptive to that offer.
And because so many homeless men and women gather around St. John's, other agencies now do outreach there. If you want to help in the effort, you can donate at St. John's or to David's United Church of Christ in Canal Winchester.
Two churches that figured out that they are sent beyond themselves to the most sensitive and sometimes the most controversial areas of life, just like Jesus. Jesus treats all he meets with respect. One of the things that makes the people in his hometown so upset with him is he points out this lack of inclusivity. He said, we need to help people all over, not just those that are just like us. You know, some of us would prefer that maybe God favors us over our neighbors. Some of us might prefer that Jesus help us first, and then maybe if there's time left over to help others. But you see, that's not what Jesus' message is. Jesus' message challenges us to not make God domesticated. Jesus' message challenges us to feed the hungry like Butch and Hope do. Butch is the same person that asked me the questions about Black Lives Matter. Took it upon himself and Hope, his daughter, to set up a ministry because he didn't want to see people be hungry and cold anymore. You see, this is a new narrative that we live into. This narrative, this story of what it means to follow Jesus. So how are we here at Grace living this new narrative? I can help with one example. We can do something really easy and simple. We can collect money and send money to Clint, to Michigan, where the water problem is, to United Church of Christ Church there. We can collect money and food for the homeless shelter for Maywood Mission, which we're doing. We can get out of ourselves and open ourselves up. And we do lots at Grace. But we need to do more. We need to challenge ourselves. Because you see, it's not costing us. If it's not changing how people look at us, that we might get run out of town, it's not hard enough. Jesus walked through the midst of them and continued to share his word of love and respect to all. Not just those that look just like him. So is grace, this is our challenge, is grace, United Church of Christ, willing to live this new narrative? Are we willing to be the outsider? Are we willing to risk ourselves and our church and our lives to be what God is calling us to be so that we can know the fullness of God? It's about standing up for what's right. It's about justice and love and respecting all people. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they look like. Doesn't matter who they worship. Doesn't matter what their sexuality is. It doesn't matter. It's about standing up to the fullness and grace of God and living that story, that narrative. I hope you'll join me in doing this. I hope you'll join me in being the other in this world, in this place called Lancaster, so that we may know the fullness of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.